A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Nun Dalet, Baba Metzia 54a, pagination is 107. We're starting from a question which the Gemara poses about 10 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Keren, and then we begin. Iboy Luhu, they asked the following question regarding the redemption of Maaser Sheni, which is the second tithe, and the rule of this tithe is that the produce is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, unless a loophole is employed, which is that you could transfer the holiness of the fruit onto coins, and then spend the coins in Yerushalayim for produce, for things that you're going to use. So they asked the following question regarding this redemption of the produce onto coins. There's a rule that you have to add a fifth. Chomesh ma'akev o eino ma'akev. That fifth that gets added on, is it going to be so necessary that the redemption doesn't work unless you add the fifth? Meaning, you would not be able to use this produce in your hometown unless you completed the redemption process by adding the fifth. O eino ma'akiv. Or maybe this extra fifth is an obligation upon him, but it's not part and parcel of the redemption. And therefore, the redemption stands. The produce may be used in the hometown, but you still owe a fifth. Dalid bidalid parik is the explanation that the four portions, in four portions, is a redemption. Vakinafshe Mosef Chomesh, and independently on his own shoulders, he's got to add the fifth. Alma Chomesh Loma Akiv, if you follow that logic, then the extra fifth is not going to detract from the redemption. It's an independent obligation. Odilma Arba Bachamisha Parik, or maybe the four portions, which is the way we divided the item in fractions in order to understand the fifth that gets added on, maybe the rule is that the four portions get redeemed by five portions of value, v'chomesh ma'akev, and the extra fifth is part and parcel of the redemption, and if you don't add the extra fifth, it's the same as if you didn't add the value at all to your calculation. You didn't do four parts, you didn't do five parts, and the redemption does not work. So how do we understand this extra fifth? Amar Ravina. Ravina brings a proof from something called demai. Demai is produce that was dealt with by an Am Haaretz, by someone who's not so committed to halacha. So there's a certain type of tithe that we know the Am Haaretz would do, but Maaser Sheni is something we're concerned that he would not take off properly. If you're dealing with demai, Ravina posits, we're going to watch whether Chomesh is required or is not required, because demai is rabbinic, and how strongly did the rabbis impose their rule that it needs to be redeemed? Did they impose it to the point that it even needs this extra fifth? Let's see how he phrases it. Tashema, come in here. Hademai ein lo chomesh. This type of produce from the Am Haaretz does not require the extra fifth. Hakeren yeshlo, but regular redemption of the four parts calculation, that it's going to require its own value you have to redeem, but you don't have to add on the fifth. My taima, what is the basis for such a distinction that you have to do the redemption, but you don't have to do the extra fifth? Keren de Ma'akev, the principle, the basic redemption, which is required, bidda oraisa, because the redemption simply won't work if you don't do it. Isa bidda rabbanan, when they made their legislation, they required it. Chomesh de lo ma'akev, but the extra fifth, which is not an intrinsic part of the redemption, and it will not stop the redemption from working if you didn't do it. Bidda oraisa, in the biblical case of Maaser Sheni, lesa bidda rabbanan. So when they imposed their legislation by Demai to be extra careful that the redemptions were all done properly, they didn't require the extra fifth. Because biblically, it's an obligation, but it's not intrinsic to the redemption. And from here you see that even though it's required to be done, but it's not required to the point that the redemption wouldn't work if you didn't do it. One would think, therefore, that if you didn't do the extra fifth by regular Maaser Sheni, the biblical type of redemption, you would still be able to eat the produce. And that is actually not true, based on a rabbinic legislation, which we'll see now. Quick review. Demai, indeed, the Rabbanon did not impose the extra fifth. But by regular Maaser Sheni produce, biblically, you have to do basic value as a redemption, otherwise it's not a redemption. In addition, you have to do an extra fifth, but that's not part of the redemption per se. That's an obligation. Nevertheless, we'll see right now that rabbinically, you're not allowed to eat the produce until that extra fifth was indeed done. On to the next line. The Gemara presents a case, lo nosan asachomesh. By regular Maaser Sheni, if the person did not do the extra fifth, skipping to the next line, Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo yochal. Rabbi Yeshua says you're not allowed to eat the produce. And the question, of course, is why not? If it's not an intrinsic part of the redemption, why can't I eat the produce and simply owe the extra fifth at a later time? Skipping down about eight lines, in the middle of the line, the Gemara explains in the name of Rav Papa, Chomesh lo ma'akev, indeed, the extra fifth is not going to infringe on your redemption. It's a separate obligation. Nevertheless, on the next line, Mar sovar chai shinon lipishi usa. The ruling of Rabbi Yeshua, which is what the Rambam follows, is that we're worried that he's going to be negligent and he's not going to take care of this extra fifth if we just place it as an obligation and we allow him to eat the produce. And therefore, he's not allowed to eat the produce because of rabbinic legislation until he takes care of this extra fifth. The Rambam in Hilchas Maaser Sheni, 5th Perek, Halacha Dalid, indeed rules, Maaser Sheni Shel Demai Eino Mosif Alav Chomesh. The Maaser Sheni of Demai, where we're not sure if it's really Maaser Sheni, you don't add the fifth, because the rabbis, when they made legislation to take Maaser Sheni possibly for the second time on this produce, because the Amoritz had it, and maybe he did it right, so in that case, they said, just do the principle, don't do the extra fifth. Nevertheless, meaning, even though we recognize the extra fifth as not necessary in order to eat the produce, it's a separate obligation on the person. Nevertheless, also, Perek Hei, now Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam rules, like we mentioned, from Rabbi Yehoshua, Lo yochal ad sheyiten hachomesh, a person should not eat it until he gives the fifth, afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, where he needs to move along and he wants the produce for use right now. Gezeira shema yifsha velo yitain, lest he be negligent and not give it, once we allow him to eat the produce out of sight, out of mind, and we're worried that he's not going to end up fulfilling his obligation. By demai, we never imposed the extra fifth, because it could be that the Maaser Sheni was already given. But if you have Maaser Sheni that indeed has to be redeemed, not only does the principle have to be done, but even the extra fifth from rabbinic legislation has to be done before the produce can be used. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.